who's that?
She must be new. Maybe you should go over and introduce yourself.
Maybe later.
You're not too scared to go over there, are you, Doug?
No.
Chicken! Chicken!
Oh, yeah? Well, why don't you go over there yourself?
All right. I'll go over, if you do.
Hi. Hi, I'm Fun Dougie. Doug Funny.
Well, which is it?
Doug Funny. What's yours?
Loretta LaQuigley. You have an interesting last name, Doug Funny. What country is your family from?
I don't know. Here, I guess. How about you?
Well, my family is originally from Yakistonia.
Really?
Wow! Oh, yes. We go back to the family estate every year to ski with my Aunt Marlene. She's a famous Yakistonesian actress, Marlene LaFlame. Have you ever skied in Yakistonia?
Well, no. Is it fun?
Oh, you must come there with me and try it. It's not nearly as far as you'd think, especially in Aunt Marlene's private jet. What's your friend's name?
Oh, this is a Skeeter.
Ocean Priyadna Skeeter. That's Yakistonesian for pleased to meet you. Yakistonesian is such a marvelous language, don't you think? I speak it all the time. Well, gotta go. Donut Stretchy.
Donut Retchy. Huh. Wow, she's pretty cool, huh, Skeet? 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 Finally had a crush on someone. He'd fallen for Loretta LaQuigley. Hard.
Skeeter has gone kapui, no?
I don't know, Fentruck. He's not moving.
There is an old Yakistonesian folk remedy for this. Hold this nose, please.
Ocean Priyadna to you, too.
Whoa, where'd she go? Hey, Doug, isn't Loretta the greatest? Well, see you in class.
Check it out, man. What has happened to him?
Loretta LaQuigley happened to him.
Ah, yes. I have met her. The girl who pretends to speak Yakistonesian.
Yeah, exactly. Huh? Wait a minute. You mean she doesn't really speak Yakistonesian?
No. Oh, she can say, hello, how are you? I am very rich. Maybe a few other things, but that is all.
Wow. Could Loretta have been lying to us? So, Ms. LaQuigley, you say you spend a lot of time in Yakistonia. Well, you must parlay the lingo pretty smooth, huh?
Yes, I do.
Sanktivichie Varona Vaduzi Tajminuzi Gust?
Yes, I'd love to.
Oh, now that's funny. You just agreed that you drink transmission fluid.
Oh, I didn't understand your accent. I thought you were asking me to dinner.
Oh, yeah, sister? Well, it just so happens Fentruck says you don't speak Yakistonesian for beans. Tell her, Fentruck.
You don't speak Yakistonesian for beans.
He's a liar. He's jealous of my rich family. Always has been.
Smooth, lady. Real smooth. Just give me one good reason why I should believe anything you say.
Because I'd never even think of lying to someone as strong and handsome as you. And besides, your best friend's nuts about me.
Yeah, she was a cool one, all right. But the more Loretta talked, the more I suspected it was all lies.
Like they do in Yakistonia. Everybody rides horses in Yakistonia.
Tell me more.
Did I tell you my father is a horse
brother.
Rider? Well, my father even wrote a novel about my horse, Flicky. Did I tell you my father was a novelist?
Yeah, a novelist and a champion surfer.
Wait a minute. I thought you just said he was a horse farmer.
We hold our surfing tournaments in Zembla. They have the biggest waves in the world. But I'm sure you already know that.
Skeeter was eating it up.
So, who wants to go to a movie?
I do.
Great. It stars my aunt, Marlene LaFlame. Oh, shoot. I've forgotten my purse.
Don't worry. I've got money.
Oh, you're sweet. I'll pay you back later.
Loretta was taking Skeeter for a ride, all right. And I could see just where it was leading.
It's fabulous. Sensational. These were made for you.
I love them. I'll take them. Oh, Skeeter, darling.
Uh-huh.
I really love these.
What, the skis?
No, silly. These mountains.
But, Loretta, after the movie, the clothes, the restaurant, I don't have any money left.
Oh, okay. I guess I can just go skiing on somebody else's mountain.
Oh, Loretta, don't cry.
And I was gonna call it Mount Skeeter.
Well, maybe if I sold everything I own and get my parents to sell our house, and then maybe I could get a job on weekends or something.
Oh, Skeeter, you're a sweetie.
I spent all afternoon trying to think of some way I could stop Loretta from taking advantage of Skeeter.
Hello, Douglas! Nice weather today, huh?
Lying.
Well, what do you know? It works!
Buy a new machine, Mr. Dink?
It's the Truth-O-Matic Industrial Strength Lie Detector, Douglas. I got a great deal on it.
lying.
Okay. So it was. Very expensive. Say, Douglas, you look pretty down in the mouth. Anything you want to talk about?
Well, Mr. Dink, let's say you had a friend, and someone told this friend a lie, and your friend believed it.
Oh, Douglas, I'm sorry. I lied about being captain of my high school football team. I was just the equipment manager.
What? Oh, no, Mr. Dink. It's okay. Mr. Dink, I forgive you, really.
Oh, thank you, Douglas. I feel as though a burden has been lifted from me. I'll never lie to anyone ever again.
Lying.
Wow. Mr. Dink felt so guilty about lying to me, he admitted the whole thing. Maybe if Loretta got caught in a lie, she'd admit everything to Skeeter.
Well, this is my house. See you guys tomorrow.
Yeah. See ya.
My mother always said you should see a lady to her door.
No, I'll be okay. You guys go on.
Maybe your mansion's just messy, Doug.
Don't be a chump, Valentine. Explain that, Miss Yakistonia.
He's right. I've been lying to you. I don't really speak Yakistonesian. I'm a con artist.
A con artist?
I make boys fall in love with me and then take them for all they've got. I'll just go now. Oh, shoot. I seem to have forgotten my purse. Do you possibly have money for a taxi?
Take a hike.
So all I have to do is corner Loretta when she's with Skeeter on Monday after school. Hello?
Hey, Doug. Just calling to say so long.
So long? Skeeter, where are you?
The mall. Loretta's just buying a new ski outfit. Then it's Dover, Stretchy, Bluffington. Hello, Yakistonia.
Oh, Skeeter, what do you think of this jacket?
Great. How much is it?
Wait a minute, Skeeter. You can't give her any money.
Oh, it's okay, Doug. She said her Aunt Marlene would pay me back.
Skeeter!
I'll see you on Monday when I get back to town.
I had to get to the mall. Fast! No, Skeeter! Stop!
Doug, what are you doing here?
Skeeter, I can't let you buy this stuff. Loretta's not what she seems.
Oh, Doug, what a surprise. Is something up?
Is something up? You know perfectly well what's up.
Doug, what are you talking about?
Loretta, I don't want to have to do this to you, but you've given me no choice. I know you've been lying.
Lying? What do you mean?
Well, for one, you don't speak Yakistonesian. Ventruk said so.
You don't?
Well, no. Well, I mean, I just know a few phrases like, how are you, and I am very rich.
But Loretta, why would you lie about something dumb like that?
It's just, I really like you, Skeeter. And I was scared you wouldn't think I was cool.
Well, I think you're cool anyway, Loretta.
You do?
Of course I do. You're the greatest.
Well, I better pay for these ski clothes before Aunt Marlene gets here.
Skeeter, wake up. There isn't gonna be any ski trip. There is no Aunt Marlene. It's all a bunch of lies.
But
there is no Aunt Marlene.
Aunt Marlene!
Ah, Loretta, darlings, there you are. This is your little friend. He's cute. Well, we'd better get cracking. I told my pilot to be ready at 4.
Ready, Skeeter?
Yeah, let's go!
Bye, Doug.
See ya, Doug. Bye-bye.
See ya. Dear Journal, I learned an important lesson today. Never judge someone too quickly, because even if they don't speak Yakistanesian, they still might be speaking the truth about everything else. That's it, Porkchop. I'm making a promise here and now. I'll never, ever judge anybody again.
Lying, 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 lying.